Well, another week has passed, and here we are, back once again, enjoying the Sunday hour. I hope that you are benefiting from this time that we spend together. Today we are back in chapter 5 of Ephesians. We finished verses 8 through 14 in our last segment, and today I want to just begin with verse 15. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. A simple bit of instruction that would seem to be even common sense. The Hebrew culture was a wisdom culture. Wisdom would control decision-making, and people were free to live their lives, but controlled by what was wise. Proverbs tells us in chapter 1, verse 7, that fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, that a fool despises wisdom, implying that a wise person is not a fool, but a wise person makes their choices based upon their understanding, their acceptance of God's authority and power, and that they follow God's instructions because God's instructions are good for God's people. God is not needing a dog and pony show of tricks for us to prove that we are his people. Instead, his law and the things that he teaches us are for our own good. We just finished reading how we once lived in darkness, but now we live in light. And the last verse, chapter 5, verse 14 says, "Wake up, sleeper." What is it we are to wake up to? Well, to the fact that it's very easy to lose sight of God's wisdom as we struggle through our lives, applying the wisdom of man to our thoughts, our needs, our problems. It's very easy to become dissuaded or to look at what someone seems to benefit from by a certain course of action and to forget that God would instruct us not to follow, not to compare, but to trust in him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. There's so many distractions in the world, so many things that beg us to believe that there is a better way. But knowledge begins with fear of the Lord. And here we are told to be very careful how we live. In other words, as we go through our day-to-day life, we need to apply the wisdom that we get from the Word of God. It's not enough to study the Word, to go to church, to spend time giving God our needs and our wants. We need to apply the teaching to our lives. We need to make an effort to be disciplined and to do the things that God asks us to do. When Jesus talks about a wise and an unwise builder at the end of his Sermon on the Mount, he says that the wise builder is the one that does what he says for us to do. So let's make an effort this week as we study the Word of God, as we pray, to ask God to convict us of areas we need to apply his wisdom and to teach us how to apply his wisdom in all things so that we can be careful to do that which ultimately benefits us. God loves us. His care for us exceeds the care of the world around us. It prepares us for the next life and for our reward. So, this week, let's be on guard, let's be careful, and let's act as wise people. Have a great Sunday.